Houston, Hadley Base.
Hello, Hadley Base, this is Houston.
All right, how is everything down there?
Dave, the dust may have settled up there. I'm not sure if it's settled down here. We've got more data and we know what to do with at the moment. What can we help you with?
I just wanted to tell you we've got two Blitzes charged with O2, one at 95 and one at 93.
Roger, we copy that.
Real fine day's work up there, guys. Let's take the rest of the day off.
Okay, thanks, boss.
Dave, on that PLIS reading, could you tell us which number belongs to which PLIS, please?
You should have done that. Jim's got a 95 and I've got a 93.
Roger, Dave. Thank you.
Give us about 30 minutes to get a bite to eat and we'll press on for the next one, and we won't have to dock the PLIS.
Dave, Deke says okay, but I'm not sure if that question was understood.
Okay.
I thought you added one more word there, like eat and rest.
Roger.
Hello, Hadley Base. This is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, Dave. Just wondered how you're getting along up there, and if you have an estimate of possible debriefing time, we'll shoot for that down here.
Well, Joe, I'd like to get everything cleaned up in here. We've got an awful lot of dirt. How about giving us an hour?
Sounds good, Dave. No hurry at all. And while you're working around there, you might be interested in a little conversation from down here. The Simbay's chewing up data like it's going out of style. We're working beautifully. And as far as we can determine, the ALSEP is working as advertised, getting all kinds of data from it, and I'll get a good, accurate reading for that on that for you later on. And I think that your traverse goes without comment. It was beautiful, and we're just trying to digest some of the data from that right now.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing, Joe. Time sure goes fast out there.
Yes, sir. You're not telling us anything new, Dave. Thank you.
I feel like we spent only 5 minutes at the front of the whole trip.
Yeah, you'll get some more time a little later. Don't worry about that. It seemed like about 4.5 minutes to us, I think. The scenery was spectacular.
Well, good.
Hadley Base, this is Houston. If you have loose rocks in the cabin and need containers for them, we're suggesting cover bags number 2 or cover bags number 4.
Okay, cover 2 and cover 4 for any extra rocks, okay?
This is Apollo Control. Handover for change of shift underway here in the control center. Lynn Lunny's black team taking over for the night and the sleep shift. Meanwhile, the people in the back rooms and the experiment investigators are drafting up their questions for the crew debriefing, the crew of Falcon, which will be upcoming after the Scott and Irwin complete their meal. At 127 hours, 27 minutes, 29 minutes, standing by on air ground, this is Apollo Control.
Houston, this is Hadley. Are you ready for the battery management?
Stand by, Hadley Base.
Okay, we're standing by.
And Dave, we're ready.
Understand you're ready for the battery change?
That's right, Jim. Standing by.
Okay. Okay, Houston, ED bats are 37 and 37.
Roger, Dave. Thank you.
Houston, Hadley Base.
Go ahead, Hadley. This is Houston.
Okay, I've got some weights for you if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead, Dave. We're ready.
Okay, SRC number one is stowed. It weighed 36 pounds. And collection bag number four weighs 15 pounds.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
Roger.
And I've got a number for you. The VHF communication window with Endeavor will open up in about 30 minutes, about a half an hour, and you'll have around 10 minutes for conversation with Al, if you'd like that. Over.
We like that. Thank you.
Very good, Falcon. And anytime you're interested in any lunchtime conversation, we've got more than enough to fill the square down here.
Okay, Joe. We'll be giving you a call.
Roger, and we're in no hurry.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. We've just acquired the command module Endeavor. Al Worden now on his 26th revolution of the moon, and should be eating dinner at this time.
Falcon, you can go power amp off, low bit rate.
Power amp off, low bit rate. Low bit rate.
astronaut Carl Hennise, who is the spacecraft communicator for the command module Endeavour, has been conversing with Al Worden. Worden reports that he's having one of his first relaxed dinners since entering lunar orbit. He said he was having parsley soup and enjoying it greatly. In response to a question, Worden said that there were still some particles drifting along with the command and service module, but he said that the number of particles in the cloud around the vehicle had diminished, and there was no indication of any problem that might be caused from these particles.
We got one comment on our water supply here.
Go ahead.
The bacteria filter that's on the water gun at some stage of the process today got broken. It only has a plastic connector on it rather than a metal connector, and the plastic connector chipped and it started leaking. And we don't know exactly when that happened. We found it when we were getting ready to unsuit, when we were unsuiting to get a drink. And we're not sure whether it spilled a fair amount of water or just a little small puddle that we have here on the floor of the limb. Have you noticed any significant decrease in the water supply?
Stand by, Dave.
Of course, Joe, the bacteria filter is no longer usable. If anybody's worried about that, we're not particularly.
Roger, Dave. Dave and Jim, this is Houston. Our data shows no leakage of water at all. We suspect that the little puddle you see on the floor is about all the water that's dripped out there.
Okay, thank you.
And we also don't expect any problem on that broken bacteria filter unless maybe you discovered some spiders and worms under the big rock you turned over.
Oh, we're saving those for a surprise when we get back.
They will be.